Hey guys, welcome back to the Uncommodified Podcast. I'm Tim Windsor, and I'm going to be your host tonight of another smaller episode. What I want to do that's connected to one I did a while ago on RV lessons, things I learned when I was RVing. Now, if you remember, if you're following my podcast, I wasn't going to spend another whole year sitting in my home office and in my studio like I did in 2020. We decided we're going to buy a trailer and start RVing in 2021, and we did that, and it went really well. We enjoyed it. Jack, my dog, loved it, to be honest. My wife loved it. I loved it. We all loved it. But we learned some lessons along the way, things that I wouldn't have learned if I was just sitting out at home, because you do new things and you learn things along the way. And so I want to share two more of the lessons I learned, some of the wisdom I learned, because I have a trailer and I started pulling it this year. And so the two things I want to talk about this time are load and lights. Load and lights is what I want to talk about, and things that I've learned along the way that I'm actually applying in my world, in my life, and in my work with my clients as I think about the lessons I'm learning. So let's first talk about load. Let's talk about this idea of load, towing weight or pulling weight, and some basic things I learned and some mistakes I made, but some lessons I drew from them. Now, the first thing I want to say about this, and for those of you who are seasoned trailer haulers and RVers, you know this, but I didn't know this because I had no idea. I'd never done this before. You need the right vehicle for a towing job, the right towing capacity, and not only towing capacity, the ability to tow a certain amount of weight or pull it, but apparently there's this thing called tongue weight, which I knew nothing about before I started doing this. And so I went out and I bought a vehicle that I thought was really well specced to tow the weight of the vehicle, the towing capacity. And to my surprise, once we got the trailer and the vehicle and we matched them up, it wasn't a good match. And that was a problem because I went out and bought a brand new vehicle. And so I had a very costly lesson early on in this thing, because when I first started trailering my trailer with the vehicle that I had, although I had enough capacity, towing capacity to pull the overall weight, I actually didn't have enough specification for the tongue weight or the weight on the hitch, on the weight on the back of the vehicle. And this caused my vehicle to be really light on the front end and very uncomfortable for me for towing. And so I made a decision I couldn't do that long term, and so I bit the bullet. We traded that in. We bought a truck. And guess what? That cost me about $6,000. That was about a $6,000 mistake. And of course, those of you who already are RV veterans, you're laughing at me already because you're like, rookie move, rookie move. Well, yeah, it was a rookie move. And I learned a lot, you know, about this whole process. And so cost me, I had to go out in another vehicle, but I learned about, you know, trailer weight, dry weight, trailer loaded weight, you know, the cargo capacity of your vehicle, all these things I learned, and I needed to understand, you know, the total weight that I was trying to pull, the total weight, the pressure on the back of the vehicle, the tongue weight. These are all things I needed to learn along the way. I also learned about a weight distribution system and sway control system, which was all new to me. And again, I found out that, you know, you need to distribute the weight. Not only do you have the weight you're towing and the weight on your tongue, but, you know, you want to distribute that. And they have these special things that attach to your hitch and to your trailer that actually help distribute the weight across the vehicle and the trailer more evenly, and also control any sway that would happen. And so, again, I learned about this idea of a weight distribution system to control sway and distribute the load. So, you know, there I learned a bunch of things about towing along the way. You know, I learned about, you know, making sure that when I loaded my trailer, I was loading it in such a way that I was distributing that weight evenly so that when I towed, I didn't end up with that little bit of shake in the trailer. All these things I found out. And of course, I also recognized very quickly in this towing of load, this, you know, dealing with load, is that, you know, when you're towing, you use more fuel. Of course, you use more fuel. And when you're going uphill, you even use more fuel. And so, you know, if you're looking to save fuel, not a good idea to have a trailer, not a good idea to be an RVer, because you're not going to save a lot of money. So, you know, and regardless of whether I was towing my trailer or towing my boat, of course, when you tow, you use more fuel and you consume more gasoline along the way, and particularly when you're going up hills. Now, all these things began to make me realize certain lessons that I could apply to my life. And so I want to share with you a few things that I've learned that I'm applying to my life just as a result of the very few things I just told you that I'm dealing with now that I'm learning about load and trailering load. And, you know, the application that I found in life and business. And the first one is this, is that, you know, We need to share and distribute the load. In any relationship, there's load, there's weight that has to be carried. It could be my relationship with my wife. It could be my relationship with my kids. It could be a business relationship. It could be a friendship. It could be whatever. It could be in your community group. But there's a certain load or weight that has to be trailered or pulled along the way. And that people, like vehicles, have different capacity to shoulder that weight. They have a different towing capacity and different tongue weight capacity. And it's okay to recognize that not all vehicles are created equal. Not all people are created equal. But we have to understand the load we're putting on ourselves and the load we're putting on others in the process of life. And it's made me think about that because sometimes I think what happens is that I haven't always done the math well in my relationships and looked at really the load that has to be carried in certain seasons. At the end of the day, we got to do the math right. We got to count for all the weight, just like you do when you're towing. We need to understand the total weight that we're trying to pull in a project or a job or a task or a relationship and the total pressure that it puts on your back, the total pressure it puts on you and others, the backs of your people if you're a leader. And we've got to really think beyond our own capacity, but the capacity limits of other people to carry the weight. Because sometimes one of the problems with towing in the real world of towing is that we have too much cargo in the vehicle already, too much baggage on board, and then we're trying to pull other weight. And humans are sort of like that. Some of us, you know, have too much baggage already, too much weight, emotional weight, psychological weight in our life. Maybe it's a physical problem we're dealing with, and now we're trying to shoulder another load, and it just doesn't go very well. And so just think about this in your relationships. Are you trying to pull too much weight as a person in your relationship with your spouse or your partner or a friend or a team member? Is the weight distributed well? Do you got that thing hitched up in such a way that the weight is being distributed evenly among your team members, for instance, if it's a project? And again, not all team members can carry the same weight. These are just very simple things to think about. And I think about them more now than I ever did because of my experience, my mistake that I made in the beginning when I bought the wrong vehicle. So it makes me think of these things. So I'm going to challenge you to think about these things and ask yourself, what does this mean for you in your relationship? How are you going to shoulder and tow the weight more effectively? And because there's weight in your life vehicle and it affects your ability to pull the weight and how much weight you and others can pull at the end of the day. Now, lastly, in this idea of load, I just want to talk to you about this idea of fuel economy, as we talked about. Listen, when you're carrying weight, you burn more fuel. You burn more fuel as you go uphill. Just like, when I tow my trailer or my boat, that's true in life as well. When we're going uphill in our lives, when we're pulling weight, we use more energy. We use more fuel, more emotional energy, physical energy. You know, just prior to recording this podcast, actually, I went for a walk. And one of the trails I take from my house is sort of dead uphill the whole way on the way away from my home. And, you know, when I look at my heart rate's much higher on that leg of the journey as I go uphill. As I go uphill, I consume more energy. And, of course, when I come downhill on the opposite side of that walk, my heart rate descends. It comes down. And it's not as difficult. You know, that's true in life as well. You know, we're dealing with a situation right now that's causing some weight to be upon us, my wife and I. And that's a situation with her mom. Her mom lives with us. So my mother-in-law lives with us. And right now we're dealing with some challenges around some cognitive things that she's going through with her memory and physical challenges. And my brother-in-law lives with us as well. And so we're shouldering that load in a different way. And again, she's an amazing woman, but she's almost 90 and dealing with physical impairments, dealing with some cognitive impairments, some memory loss issues. And as those issues become more complex, the weight of care, the weight of that relationship becomes more difficult. It becomes heavier. And so we have to distribute the load of her care. And so that and we have to think differently now. And so again, this is how I'm applying these things to my life as I think about them, about the load that I'm learning to trailer in with my RV, a lesson I'm learning, and how I'm applying it to my life. And I would encourage you to think about what does this mean for you? How do you distribute that weight? How do you understand it? And how do you make sure you're not overloaded? The second thing I want to talk about in this podcast is just lights. The lights on your trailer. And of course, you got lights on your car and lights on your trailer. But, you know, I didn't I didn't know a lot about this whole world of wiring and wiring harnesses and all this kind of stuff. And now I'm learning about it now because I'm RVing. But, you know, there's different, there's a 4-pin, there's a 5-pin, there's a 7-pin, there's all this different stuff of wiring that you got to figure out how to connect it properly when you have a trailer. And of course, when you buy a vehicle, it's not always specced out to actually be connected properly. So you, first of all, you got to understand, you know, do you got the right connectors? So that's the first thing that I learned. I had to have the right connectors. And then I was told very, very sternly by the person when I went to get my trailer, you know, always check your lights before you leave. And so now that we do that, so we hook up the lights, we do a light check. And my wife typically goes behind the trailer because I'm the one who typically pulls it, you know, and I make sure the brake lights are working and the signal lights are working and the marker lights are working and all these different lights that we have. So not only do I have to have the right wiring harness to connect this thing, I need to check my lights. That's good protocol. I need to check my lights before I leave. Again, I got brake lights, turn lights, marker lights, all these different lights. The marker lights help me when I look behind, particularly at night, you know, where's my trailer and am I in the right lane and all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, this is all setting us up into a situation so that we can provide safety and security as we signal to others, as I signal to others, what am I doing? Am I changing lanes? Am I wanting to make a turn? Am I moving from the left lane to the right lane or vice versa? Am I stopping? What am I doing? And people on the road need to know where we're going before we just do it, because if not, it creates a problem. Again, if I'm going to make a turn, particularly with a trailer, I got to make sure I got enough room to make that turn and the swing properly. And so signaling and letting people know what I'm doing before I'm going to do it is very, very helpful to them and important for me. And again, real simple. This isn't rocket science in this podcast, but just, you know, things I'm learning and things I'm applying. So, you know, here's what I think about. Signaling has a lot to do with communication. When the signals on the back of my trailer provide communication to the people who are following me, it tells them what I'm about to do. Well, communication, if you listen to my podcast at all, you know that communication is something I talk a lot about. And so clear communication of direction, whether you're stopping or starting or going left or right, is critical in any relationship, particularly when you're leading a group of people, when you think about it, how they need to know what's happening. But even in my relationship with my wife, she needs to know, am I making my turning my direction? Do I want to go in a different direction here? Or do I different direction? Do I want to stop something? Am I going to start something? Her being warned or having some warning lights to let her know that that's happening is important. That communication to let her know what I want to do next is important in my relationship with my wife. It's important in your relationship with your partner, with your spouse, with your children, with your team, whatever it is. And again, do you have the right hookup? Is your wiring hooked up? Sometimes people leave with a trailer and the wiring's not hooked up and they've got no lights. Sometimes leaders are like that. It's like they think that they're hooked up, but the problem is they got their signals wrong. And so they're not signaling to their people effectively. Your ability to let others know where you're going and what you're doing is critical in any relationship, particularly in a leadership relationship, as I said. Your ability to inform and to warn and to signal and to signify is a big part of the process. And ultimately, hey, you got to stay in your lane. You got to stay in your lane. You got to provide safety, security, and signal. Let people know what you're doing. So again, real simple, two lessons I've learned RVing this year that I want to remind you of. Load and lights. Think about the load you're carrying. Think about the pressure it's putting on you. Are you equipped? Do you have the right equipment to do it? Do you have the right vehicle? Do you have too much baggage in your life that's causing you problems when you're towing? Fix it. Don't put too much weight on people in relationships. Distribute it with your team. These are very simple ideas, but think about it. And also make sure your lights are hooked up and that you're signaling to your people or to your friends or to your children or to your spouse what it is you're doing. Let them know with clear communication. Forewarned is forearmed. That's a really simple idea. Listen, thanks for listening in. I hope you have an excellent day. And I'm going to be out RVing as soon as the weather cracks and we got no more snow in Canada. I'm going to be RVing again and more lessons are going to come. And my dog, Jack, has got a lot to teach you. Have an excellent day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening in today. If you have not subscribed to the Uncommodified podcast yet, do it today. Do it right now. And please rate and review the show on whatever platform you listen on. That would be so helpful to help us spread the word. Now it's time to own what you heard today. Get it out of your head and activate it in your life. And when you do, tell me how you are uncommodifying yourself and standing out for all the right reasons in a very crowded world.